listen to Serenade to a Cuckoo with me, host Jerry Gordon, every Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Thank you.
Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries Goes Avant-Garde. Guard. Well, that theme music does indeed let us all know it is time for another edition of Classical Discoveries Goes Avant-Garde. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you for this program every Wednesday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Good morning. It is 1 minute after 11 on Wednesday, August 17th, and you are tuned to WPRB Princeton, New Jersey, community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Well, today we are going to be joined for the entire 2 hours by the Serbian composer Aleksandra Vrbelov, and we'll begin with a selection of hers.
Thank you.
You were just listening to the composition Pannonia Boundless by Alexandra Vrebelov, as performed by the Kronos Quartet. That was from a non-such CD titled Kronos Caravan. Well, today we are being joined up until 1 p.m. by Alexandra Vrebelov, who is a Serbian composer based in New York. She was born in Novi Sad in the former Yugoslavia and studied at the Novi Sad University as well as at Belgrade University. Alexandra Brevlov left Serbia in 1995 and has a master's degree from the San Francisco Conservatory and a doctorate from the University of Michigan. She has received many awards, fellowships, and commissions, and it is indeed wonderful to have her here today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for coming. And I guess before we go into your music and about the piece itself, I think it's important just to let people know that I became very interested in your music after hearing the Kronos recording version of Hold Me Neighbor in This Storm. And I have to say that this is one of the most powerful pieces of new music I have heard.
Oh, thank you.
And it is incredible. It's 21 minutes, and we will hear the entire work a little bit later on. So everybody stay tuned for that. But we have other music to discuss, and let's just talk a little bit about the background of the work we just heard.
We just heard Pannonia Boundless, which is a very short piece for string quartet, commissioned by Kronos Quartet in 1998. This is a few years after I met them. And they asked me specifically to do a piece that has the material, that uses the material from the place where I'm coming from. And this is Central Europe, and especially Vojvodina, part where a lot of different cultures mix and where there are a lot of traveling Roma musicians. So the biggest influence for the piece was the Roma kind of playing that's semi-improvisatory, sure. While actually the score of the piece is entirely written
out. But it has that feeling into the score.
Yes.
Well, before we go and talk about your early exposure to music and your music itself, I think it would be interesting for our listeners to hear a bit about growing up in former Yugoslavia. You know, you came to America shortly after the dissolution of the country and the devastating ethnic wars. Everyone thinks about soldiers getting killed, which is, of course, a huge tragedy. Sometimes, though, I feel personally that we don't think enough about the effects of war on women and children. How were you and your friends and your family affected during the difficult times in former Yugoslavia?
Well, growing up was one kind of atmosphere. Growing up in Yugoslavia was actually a really good time for all of us. At least my generation remembers that time very. We have really great memories of that. But then, when the war started, things of course changed, and it depended where one was based. If you were a part of some urban environment, if you grew up in the city, then the awareness of the rest of the Europe with anything that European Western culture was offering, we all had it and we all wanted it also.
Yeah, yeah.
While in more rural areas, nationalism was extremely strong, and so there was a huge disbalance. So my friends both my female friends and male friends suffered mm-hmm. equally. So in that yeah. sense, if you are simply not for war, gender doesn't matter. You yeah. have to go through the consequences of it. So that resulted in many men leaving the country. So my generation, a lot of my friends are not in the country anymore. They live all over Europe and in the States. And everybody else is just trying to put life back as yeah. possible.
Yeah. Well, let's go now to music. Your first musical experiences, if you can remember them.
Oh, sure. I was four when I got my first upright piano. And
it's such a similar story I hear from everybody. Oh, I was this, I got a piano, or this or that, or my parents gave me a piano.
I was four when I got my first piano, and I was too young to go to the elementary music school, because in Serbia at that time, in former Yugoslavia, we had elementary music schools as much of the Eastern Europe had them.
Yeah.
Private lessons were not really a part of the education that much. So if you had a talent, when you're six or seven, you enroll in the elementary music school. Mm-hmm. So my first several years with my piano were basically the years of me just improvising and, you know, learning songs from memory and singing and playing. And then I did go to elementary music school mm-hmm. and continued with music high school, which again is a typical Eastern European thing where you really get the focus into what they think you're good for. You do it very mm-hmm. early.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great. Now, you did get involved studying music. Let's take it a step further. Composition. When did that get into the picture?
The first written, I started copying music very early. I was seven or eight when I started copying music from Bayer or Czerny, Tiny Etudes, things that I played that I played at that time, and then I was nine when I wrote my first small piano piece.
Now
and then
describe your music.
There.
How was the piece? Tell me about the
piece.
Well,
the piece was the combination of a simple piano etude with a little bit of like Mozartian piano bass, that a rhythmic figure that would just repeat with the very basic progression of just primary chords.
So you weren't using electronics yet?
Not at that point. Came a little later.
Well, you know, the thing about it is sometimes when you start as a composer, when you're young, you feel you have the whole world at your fingertips because you don't know what's good, what's not. In other words, you just become yourself. And I think that's why it was so, when you think about some of the early tone cluster pieces of Henry Cowell, which he wrote when he was 15, because he was just being him all his own self without being, okay, this is what we teach you to do, you know. But that's very, very interesting, because you did have that inspiration, I guess, of copying like some of the Czerny
things.
I think it's the
Eastern European classical music training that really puts everything in focus very early.
Now, going from composition and studying composition, you studied in your country.
I studied at the Novi Sad University, Belgrade, and then I moved to the States, did my master's here, and then my doctorate. In the meantime, I also spent a semester at the Academy of Music in Prague. And then I spent six more months in Milan in Le Scuole Civiche.
And I read that you studied composition with Michael Dougherty.
With Michael Dougherty.
He was in Michigan. I didn't know him well, but he went to Manhattan School of Music when I did. I didn't know him well. A very tall guy, I remember. Well, how about now when you study, you studied composition in different places. Do you feel a different approach with the instruction? Did you feel?
Well, absolutely. As I mentioned several times, back in former Yugoslavia, we were all very much encouraged, if it's even not a word that's strong enough, to really learn the basics of what makes music. So music theory, form, harmony, counterpoint, those were the elements that we learned how to do and to compose in many different styles, historical styles. And then in the States, which was really great for me, the moment came when I realized that there is so much more freedom. and that actually it's great to that know may,
I
all
would
of
understand.
That.
Yeah,
but
I would
but
understand.
That creativity actually is what is in the first place, and the freedom of everybody to choose his or her way of expression and writing.
And that is wonderful, because I feel, as I say all the time, is that we are living, I feel, right now in an extremely exciting time for composers. Why? Because any style really goes. And I think that this is what makes the 21st century so incredible. And I just wish that I find a problem still with a number of people are still closed-minded to the music of our time, which is absolutely ridiculous, because it goes all over the place. You know, there's something for everybody.
I agree, and I think that I'm thrilled to be a part of this moment in history.
Yeah, there you go.
Because it really gives us all so much to share, and we can all expand in so many different sure. way by hearing and being open to all different kinds of. In a way, you know, it's like democracy in music, because if we all believe in democracy socially. Why? How can we then afford to, you know, not to be open to all sure. kinds of that's expressions and styles in music?
Excellent point. Excellent point. And I don't think anyone explained that as well as you just did.
Oh, thank you.
One more thing, question, and then we're going to hear music. I would like you to just very briefly discuss, if maybe I'm asking a question which is out of bounds. Did your style change when you came to America?
Well, you know, I was 24 when I came, so I don't think that I had a style when I came
oh,
here.
Okay. no
but,
style yet.
But
okay.
certainly, no, but it's a different, you know, the question of style is, it's a huge question, because I'm not sure that I even believe in style as a set of rules, what one should do. I think that my set of rules would be do what you have to do with who you are, with all your integrity for that very moment, for that
right.
very piece, for those very performers.
That's right.
And you know, it can be different things. And I think that because of my life experience in many different places, you know, changing a lot of things, you know, being in different places, it's just a lot of different things. And I do a lot of different things.
Yeah, because I always, you know, say, like when I'm talking to students or anybody about composition, and basically I'll say, be yourself and write what you believe in, because that's what's going to come out the most sincere for you. And don't
Absolutely.
Change that. Now, well, let's go we'll talk about some of your musical influences in just a little bit. But before we do, let's go and listen to your composition for violin and live electronics titled The Spell 3. The work dates from 2008 and takes as its starting point a traditional song from Eastern Serbia. Tell us about the song and the work itself before we hear.
Well, the song is a song by it's a very old song about a fairy who was expelled from her fairy hill because she fell in love with a mortal. But the text wasn't really crucial in my choosing of the melody, the sound material. So basically what I did in the piece, I sampled individual vowels from the piece and put them together in ways that are not necessarily recognizable. Only at one place in the piece, we actually hear a short phrase.
Yeah. This is great. This is a wonderful work, and we're going to hear it right now as performed by violinist Elizabeth Cooney, assisted by Tommaso Perego. We listen now to The Spell 3 for violin and live electronics, dating from 2008, by my guest, Alexandra Vrabelov. You were just listening to music by my guest, Alexandra Vrebelov, who was born in 1970. You were listening to The Spell 3, a work for violin and live electronics, as performed by violinist Elizabeth Cooney, assisted by Tommaso Perego. Music by my guest, Alexandra Vrebelov. Unbelievably wonderful sounds. A very, you know, one thing I find in listening to your music is that you hear so powerfully, with a real almost eerie shaking feeling you get by listening to, because of the difficulty in your country in listening to it. Very powerful, effective stuff.
Thank you.
About the compositional process of that, you wanted to say something.
Well, this piece specifically is, I think it's becoming more and more important in the way I work, and this is to have the material as economical as possible, as minimal as possible. So this entire piece is actually done by a solo violin that plays 17 patterns live on stage, records itself, having the loop and the laptop, mm-hmm. and the patterns play over as the background or the harmonic background of everything else that's happening. So the material is extremely limited, and it's all based on the harmonic series. So it's really like what we have in one pitch, just in a way, unfolded
it's
here.
It's
unbelievable.
I mean,
thank you. You
did so much with that. And I say the mood of the music is just so overwhelmingly. You can listen to your music, Alexandra, and I feel you can almost get the chills listening to it. You know, it's very, very intense. Well, but I want us now to go from a composition for violin and electronics to an orchestral work, one which received the Vienna Modern Master's 6th International Recording Award competition back in 1996. First of all, before we talk about this piece, Times, do you do much for orchestra?
I do, for practical reasons. It doesn't, you know, I don't do as much as I would, but the most recent piece was actually for orchestra, not counting the opera that I just finished, but the orchestra.
We'll talk about that after. I know that's a big project you've been involved with.
There was a big piece for a chorus, soloists and orchestra in 2007, 30-something minutes long. And there were Orbits also before that, and then Times, the one that we're going to hear now, which is very different because it's a piece from 95.
Yes.
So I feel how in those last 15 years, actually, a lot of things changed. But one thing that still is very present is actually similar to the piece that we just heard. And this is the use of the material from the, again, area where I'm from. And
that's what I wanted to count.
And in this, in this orchestra piece, I'm quoting the melody, the vocal, a song from the area from the 19th century. Mm-hmm. And it's very much buried into the texture of the piece. It's not that obvious. And I guess this is also what happened over time, that those materials, I'm really bringing them out, being more open and mm-hmm. more relaxed with their beauty.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear this music now. This is the Moravian Philharmonic Orchestra conducted by Jiří Mikula. And we hear Times by my guest, Alexandra Vrebelov. Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Jiří Mikula in Times by my guest, Alexandra Dabilov. WPRB wants you to know that your blood donation could mean the world to someone in the hospital. Each day, the blood supply in our community needs to be replenished. 1,200 donations are needed daily. There is no substitute for your blood donation. Please give the gift of life. For more information or to find a blood drive coming to your community, please call the American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE. You can also visit the Red Cross on the web at www.pleasegiveblood.org. This has been a public service announcement from WPRB Princeton, community-supported, independent radio. Well, I am being joined up until 1 o'clock by Serbian composer Aleksandra Vrebelov. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's
great to have you here, and we still have, it's hard to believe, it feels like we just started, but we're almost halfway done. Goes quickly. If listeners want to know more about you and your music, they can go to your website, because I know you do have quite an extensive one. What is the address so people can...
The address is my name, AleksandraVrebelov.com.
Okay.
Which is Aleksandra with KS and not with with an X.
Okay. And there'll also be a link to make it easier for listeners to your website on the playlist for today's program on my site. So it'll go directly there. And that will be up. My website will be up by, or my playlist for today's show will be posted by tomorrow evening. One thing I think that it is important to realize, as I'm always talking about here on the air, is that music is being written all over the world currently. Unfortunately, though, here in America, Serbian composers are not too well known. You can make the same statement, actually, regarding, of course, to other countries as well. I mean, I think it's pretty universal. To you, who are the most important Serbian composers that people should be aware of here in America?
Well, historically, there are figures that influenced what younger generations are doing, and this is Stevan Mokranjac, who is like a real national composer from the 19th century, turn of the century. Mm-hmm. And then two probably most important people that you mentioned also, Josip Marinković and Ljubica Marić. Ljubica Marić, who lived almost 100 years and was tremendously creative and productive and just left incredible works that really in a great way incorporate the national style music with really extreme modernism. So that was a beautiful mixture. And then from younger generation people who are now working in full force, are Zoran Erić and Miroslav Štatkić, who are my teachers, Srđan Hoffman, Ivana Stefanović, all really great composers. And then in New York, we have a pretty big group, which is Milica Paranosić, who also teaches at one of the extensions at Juilliard. There is Svetlana Bukvić, who is not from Serbia, but is from former Yugoslavia. There is Anna Mihajlović, who has a great success in Canada. So there are composers from that region all over the world and still in the country they're working.
Yeah, there is a tremendous amount of music all over from everywhere, you know. And I think people, what's important is it's more than just music from Western and Central Europe. I mean, it's all over the world, really, and it's important to be aware of it and experience a tremendous amount of that music, because so much of it is worth listening to, something different, you know.
I agree.
Well, let's go to a piece that you brought, and I'm going to let you, Aleksandra, just take over. This is Spell 4, you mentioned.
Spell number 4 is one of the pieces from the Spell cycle. I didn't mean to have the Spell cycle, but then I realized that there are those pieces that are not usually commissioned. They're pieces that I feel like I have to write, and sometimes they are a present to somebody or they're a reaction to something. In this specific case, this is a piece for string quartet with the Tibetan bowl and all kinds of chimes and pre-recorded sounds. And this piece was written for David Harrington from Kronos Quartet, who all became my friends since we've known now each other for 15 years. And this was a birthday present for him last year.
So a very new piece then.
It's a very new piece, and it's a piece that I really wanted to write, which was beautiful. It wasn't, sometimes, you know, you write pieces that...
You have to commission
It's never that you have to, but there is a set of ideas or limitations or proposals that comes from other places, and then you negotiate your own need with what other needs are. But in this specific case, it was really what I wanted it to be. So this is Kronos Quartet playing at Le Poisson Rouge on October 6th last year.
Well, here we hear it. Music by my guest, Alexandra Vrebelov. You were just listening to Spell 4 by my guest Alexandra Vrebelov, as performed by the Kronos Quartet. WPRB wants you to know that the Trenton Area Soup Kitchen Task invites you to help feed the area's less fortunate residents. The Soup Kitchen is located at 72.5 Escher Street in Trenton. For more information about volunteering with TASK, please call 609-695-5456. Again, the number is 609-695-5456. Or visit www.trentonsoupkitchen.org. This has been a public service announcement from WPRB Princeton, community-supported independent radio, where we go now to the weather forecast for the Princeton area from the National Weather Service. This afternoon, it will be sunny with a high near 87, northwest wind between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy fog after 4 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 65. South wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm. And tomorrow, Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 85, south wind between 3 and 10 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation tomorrow is 50%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch possible. We currently have fair skies and 82 degrees at Mercer County Airport in Trenton. Well, good afternoon. It is approaching 12 noon on Wednesday, the 17th of August, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to another edition of Classical Discoveries Goes Avant-Garde. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and I'm with you.